sometimes the actions of the Federal Reserve may seem like a daytime drama, never-ending, dramatic, and you know a lot of people pay attention, but you aren't one of them.
Hey, if Wall Street is Hollywood, then the Fed is more like C-SPAN. Folks don't really pay attention, but they probably should.
If only they wouldn't use long, incomprehensible terms like quantitative easing.
It's a $600 billion reality show where a weak dollar helps the main character but causes tension with the neighbors.
Dollar bill, y'all. Dollar bill, y'all.
The Fed's $600 billion plot twist on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, November 8th. Talking about currencies. It's very exciting.
Sinking dollar bill, y'all. That's exactly what's going on overseas. Let's check the morning's top news stories. Leaders of the world's two largest democracies meet this morning in New Delhi. Speaking this morning alongside Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, President Obama says India is no longer an emerging power, but a world power.
I believe that the partnership between the United States and India will be one of the defining partnerships of the 21st century.
The president says he and Prime Minister Singh have reached deals on a wide range of issues, including nuclear security, green energy, health, and trade.
I cannot remember an occasion when we have agreed to so many new partnerships across so many areas as we have during my visit.
He even touched a subject that is sensitive for many Americans, jobs outsourced to India.
When they ask me, well, why are you spending time with India? Aren't they taking our jobs? I want to be able to say, actually, you know what? They just created 50,000 jobs, and that's why we shouldn't be resorting to protectionist measures.
This hour, the president is addressing the Indian parliament. He's expected to touch on India's bid for a permanent United Nations Security Council seat.
The river that's been a source of the cholera epidemic in Haiti is expected to overflow today. The water's knee-high in several cities across the island following heavy rains from Hurricane Tomas. Many mountain towns are cut off by flooded roads and landslides. Aid worker Rachel Swift describes the damage in the city of Leogan to our partner, the BBC.
There's definitely going to be a risk of spread of disease. Sanitation conditions are very poor. I know that 15 of the camps here in Leogan have flooded.
Health officials say more than 500 people have died from the cholera outbreaks, and 7,400 more are infected. They're worried that number will rise in the coming days. A federal judge will hear arguments today on whether the U.S. can use lethal force against its own citizens, in particular radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who's American-born but in Yemen now. The ACLU is challenging the government's right to target U.S. citizens, even if they've joined a terrorist group. In Iraq, all of the country's main political leaders met face-to-face this morning for the first time since the March election. The talks failed to produce a new government, but after the nationally televised meeting was over, the leaders agreed to meet again tomorrow.
It sounds like an awkward meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, pass the bagels. Workers sickened at Ground Zero after the 9/11 attacks have until the end of the day to accept the government's compensation deal. The $712 million settlement requires approval of 95% of the plaintiffs. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are up, European indices are down, and futures are down. That's probably based on this currency news. The Dow gets started at 11,444, the S&P at 1,225, the NASDAQ at 2,578. Well, coming up later, we're going to have a discussion about George W. Bush's new memoir. It's called Decision Points, and it's coming out tomorrow. And in this book, He kind of continues in the same vein as the you may remember at the end of his presidency, they started trying to draw comparisons between him and Harry Truman, which is an interesting comparison because Harry Truman did a lot of unpopular things and later came to be regarded as a great president. Maybe George W. Bush is hoping the same will be true of him. But we want to hear from you on this subject. Do you see yourself in books that you were asked to read when you were younger? What characters and storylines are missing from your childhood novels? Probably George W. Bush was missing. But give us a call. Tell us what you wanted to see in Kids Lit, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Bush as a child detective superhero. Think about that. But coming up, American markets responded positively to the Fed's decision on quantitative easing. Global leaders less confident about the U.S. dollar. The G20 summit is all about the dollar, y'all.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.